that just goes back to what I was saying at the start, where God is a lot closer than you think.
Yeah.
And I just want to remove that word close and just say God is in you. Like, heaven is in you. The answers are in you. Everything you need is in you.
Yeah.
And if your heart desires to know Him, then you'll find.
All the words out of my mouth. No, but you're talking about the drug addict, right? Someone who's addicted to drugs.
Yeah.
Love. Love, I'm telling you, love is the answer. Because I was fighting against love. I was fighting against love because I believe that if you do the wrong thing, there's consequences, right?
Yeah.
That's how I used to see everything. But love, I cannot express this enough, that love is the only way. Because when you love someone doing the wrong thing to you, it changes something within them, I can tell you that. Because they're expecting you to react, right? They're expecting you to yell or do something. But when you don't, they start to question themselves. You know, I had the situation over the weekend where someone was yelling at me. This person was like yelling at me, swearing at me. All because I bumped into it at the jetty. And in front of everyone, I grabbed her on my plate and I bumped into her. And she started swearing at me. And I turned around and I said, I love you. Do you know how, like, everyone was literally looking at us and the people were, the waitress were like, what is going on? And I turned around and said, I love you and God loves you. And then I just got my food and sat down, and then the waitress was like, is everything fine? I said, everything's fine. But I don't need love. I don't need her, like, oh my goodness. Like, I don't need her to love me. I don't need her to respect me because I am already loved.
Yeah.
Like, even when I'm married, my husband, I don't expect anything from my husband, no one, because God loves me and God never changed. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His love endures forever.
You're saying some.
You know? So if He's the same yesterday, today, and forever, His love would never change. So my source is forever coming in, and my source and my flow never changes.
Yeah.
So then when I see people yelling at me like that, it's them hurting, because when you're filled with love, you don't need to hurt.
Oh, wow.
You don't need to hurt anyone. You don't need to do anything to anyone. When you're filled with love, you love. You become love, right? We understand that God is love, right?
Yeah.
We're in His image.
Yeah.
We're not here to get love. It's forgiving, not forgetting. So we love, and then what that stirs up within the person, they start to go, okay, they revalue themselves. They revalue themselves, and they go, this person reacted unexpectedly, right? They start to question themselves because God's within them as well. You've just planted a seed. It's
that easy.
Was that the question?
Yeah, it is. It is.
I just want to like make a comment about, like, you know, all the love that you're talking about, and you know, people of the world,
yeah,
I guess, talk about love as in, well, they mean like a different thing, you know.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when somebody says I love you, do you love me? Like, it's, you know, they're trying to, you know, get it back. But the love you're talking about, you know, how does someone get that?
How does someone get it? You must believe. Like, you can't say God loves me. And I've seen this a lot in the church. People are like, God loves me. Yeah, but we're sinners. Nah, stop this, man. Like, you can't. You can't have God loves me and then be like I'm a sinner, because you need to understand that you're not your past.
Yeah.
You know, it's really, and I had to really wash out my subconscious, because I had a lot of self-condemnation. It wasn't anyone condemning me. It was self-condemnation about things I used to do. And I had to surrender that and actually say, I'm choosing to believe that my past is forgiven and forgotten and my sins are remembered no more.
Yeah.
So it's, you have to want to believe. You need to have a desire, because it's, for some people it can come very easily. It can click like this. But for me, it was a lot of fasting, a lot of meditating on, you know, my past is gone. There's no need for me to revisit it, because it was so dug into my subconscious that, like, it was a lot of self-condemnation that I couldn't do this because I had sinned, or it would stop me. And it was a lot of, I had to meditate on the word, and I had to truly believe and surrender that my past is forgiven. It's forgotten. You know, Jesus took it up on the cross. But then I found that when you understand forgiveness, I don't believe you truly understand it until you can forgive someone else for their past.
Yeah.
Because that's how it worked for me.
Yeah.
I knew that I'd been forgiven, but it wasn't until I forgave someone else that's when I could say I'm free.
Yeah.
Because what was happening before is that, yeah, I'd say I was forgiven, but then I'll struggle to forgive others. But if I truly understood forgiveness, it shouldn't be so hard to forgive others. So it's about believing. It's about faith. You've got to put faith into that word and believe that you are loved because you are.
Well, all these benefits we're talking about, someone may listen to it and say, these are all benefits of people who call themselves Christians. How does this affect me? Do I fit in this box?
I don't like the term, like, I don't know, I used to be like very, I'm not a big fan of the terms because we're all created in God's image.
Yeah.
So man is God. Yeah, is like Christian, exactly, Christian or not, you are still his image. He never said, when he created us, he didn't say, all right, these Christians are in my image and then everyone else is not. No. God made man in his image.
You're saying something.
And you don't have to do the label stuff. And I really had to detach from the way church did things because I used to think, like, if I don't go to church every Saturday, oh, my goodness, I'm going to hell. But it's not that. It's between you and God. It's between you and self. And you don't. There's no label to it. There's nothing. It's about self-discovery. But going back to the Word of God, if you see a verse in there that tells you that there's terminology with Christian and none, then you believe it. But if there's not, it's out.
Yeah, I can sort of relate with that. My work personally, I didn't grow up Christian or anything like that. But when I went to a church, it was a Sunday worshiping church, Pentecostal church, and My path took me from, going here and then now going to, Seventh-day Adventist. And now I'm only worshiping on a Saturday. But this is all happening within me. Like I'm following the Spirit. I'm following what is happening inside. What was said before? My mind went somewhere else.
It was about to somebody questioning that everything that we talked about. She talked about forgiveness and love and all this stuff, and we read a couple of verses. Are these all Christian benefits? Because somebody in the screen is thinking this doesn't apply to me because these are Christian benefits.
Yeah, and with that, with like going tossing and turning between all these churches, I remember when I came here to Darwin, we actually almost visited all the churches here in Darwin. We're like, is this the right one? I changed my title between Seventh-day Adventist to Bloody Christian. We went to Baptist church, Pentecostal, and
every church.
Like,
damn.
And while this was all happening, it was just the terms, when you claim to be something, it comes with all this baggage. And, some of that baggage you're aware of, some of that baggage you're not. And
yeah,
when you claim to be a Christian, people think that you're this way. And at the end of all this and where I am right now, I'm me.
Yeah.
And I read the Bible and I'm a follower of Jesus. I am me.
So then the person might also say, they are them. So in that case, what would you say to them who are who feel that all these benefits that we talk about of love and forgiveness and understanding and self-discovery doesn't apply to them because they haven't discovered God or they don't have a relationship with God like we do. What would you say to them? To somebody that feels that it doesn't, all this stuff we're talking about doesn't affect them or it's not aimed towards them. If that question is making sense. Because a lot of people...
I think I'm picking up what you're trying to say.
Yeah, a lot of people won't accept any of the things we say because they don't think it doesn't fit who they are. It doesn't... It's like almost as if the world makes it seem... It's the same way we do it with heaven and hell. We say, you guys in this branch, the benefits of heaven is yours. Everybody in this branch, the benefits of hell is yours. And you've kind of explained it when you went about not boxing yourself up in a box. But I just wanted to push on towards getting some more advice for people that are thinking that all these great benefits of love and forgiveness and self-discovery and growing and faith and all this stuff doesn't really apply to them because they're not in that certain box.
I mean, you could even see it with like other beliefs too around eating, for instance. You know, someone might eat junk food all their life and they still look so good.
Yeah.
Another person may eat junk food and they're looking not too good. And
look after your body, though.
Yeah, yeah. We were just discussing this before about that your level of faith with which. I know this person who had breast cancer.
Yeah.
And, you know, the chemotherapy and all of that wasn't working at all.
Yeah.
So her father went, did some research and found that, you know, if you eat like natural foods and all these veggies, vegetables and stuff, that your body, it's like healing itself.
Yeah.
So they did that and it, you know, it worked. She doesn't have breast cancer anymore and she's fully recovered.
Oh, wow.
And I was telling this story to someone and he said, that's a load of bullshit. Like, BS. Yeah, that's a lot of BS.
Say what you gotta say.
That's a lot of BS. And my inner thought was like, this guy's got a point. Like, he was talking about the chemotherapy, you know, they've done so many studies and it works and it helps people.
Yeah.
And I'm just sitting back and I'm like, they're both right.
Oh, wow.
They're both right. And it was at that time her level of faith thinking that, you know, these vegetables, these veggies are going to help me be healed of cancer.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there. So in a sense, if this is answering the question, in a sense what it's saying is, though you might not think you fit that category, you must choose yourself through belief. That you must choose that you deserve to have these benefits.